It's home to a tenth of the Iraqi population and a third of the residents of Baghdad. Sadr City is one of the country's poorest and most neglected areas, a Shiite stronghold where anti-American sentiments run high. But while the insurgency rages elsewhere in Iraq, Sadr City is quiet. NPR's Philip Reeves went to find out why.
The citizens of Sadr City and the U.S. military don't often agree, but they do agree on this. Both say that after weeks of bloodshed earlier this year, the place is much calmer. They differ, though, over why. Ask in the markets, and one reason is mentioned above all others, the Jaish-e-Mehdi, or the Mehdi Army.
If somebody who did a bad thing, like let's say if he steals something, then Jaish-e-Mehdi will arrest him and take him to the police station, and then the police station, they will deal with him.
The Mehdi Army is the militia of the young Islamic cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Sadr's lowered his profile since April when he led an uprising and was declared an outlaw by the Americans. He still lashes out occasionally at the U.S.-sponsored Iraqi administration. If you believe the word on the streets, his militia continues to play a powerful role on its home turf, Sadr City. Dries Mehad, a 24-year-old butcher, is dressed in black. That's the uniform of Sadr's militia. He says he supports it, but, much to the irritation of some among the crowd that gathers around as he speaks, denies being a member. But he's eager to present it as fundamental to Sadr City's improving fortunes.
Condition is better than before. You see now there is security. There are guards working in the streets all the night. You can put your car at 1 o'clock at the night and then you come and take it the next morning. Nothing will happen to it.
Amid the dust and heat at the U.S. military base Camp Eagle, which covers Sadr City, they take a different view. Spokesman Lieutenant Peter East chalks up much of the change in Sadr City to cooperation between the U.S. military, the Iraqi National Guard, and Iraqi police. He speaks of joint patrols, of overhauling sewage systems, and programs to collect the mountains of trash. The latter didn't all go to plan. Sadr City is so poor that when scores of dumpsters were put out, they were swiftly stripped of their metal.
They used it to make garage doors. Sadr City is a very, very poor area of Baghdad. So they've made lean-tos, extra homes or rooms for their families.
U.S. Humvees rumble through the streets. The kids see a microphone and start chanting Muqtada al-Sadr's name to taunt the passing Americans. Lieutenant East says he's unaware of the Mehdi Army playing a role in providing security to Sadr City, but he says the police do get some help from outside.
They do have supplemental forces that help out the Iraqi police. They're just civilians that assist already established Iraqi police checkpoints. Whether they're Mahdi militia or Sadr's militia, they have no identifying badges or uniforms. And if they are wearing identifying badges or uniforms, they are asked to leave.
Lieutenant Colonel Gary Valesky is the commander of U.S. troops covering the Sadr City area. He says fierce fights with Muqtada Sadr's men in the early summer have made a big difference.
We had some pretty good effects on his militia. You know, we were fighting for 82 straight days, and he took a heavy toll. So I think that was part of it, to say, hey, we're not getting anywhere this way. Let's look and calm the situation down and get Sadr City where it can be in the future.
Valensky accepts the Mehdi Army is still out there.
The militia now, they're much, much different. Are there still elements out there that are would like to fight? Sure there are. But, you know, I think we've had, I don't know, four mortars in the last 2 weeks. When we, you know, one day in May, we had 65 on this camp. The people are the center of gravity here. If the people understand what you're trying to do and they understand that you're there for their benefit, I think there will be a lot of resistance to start fighting again.
On the streets, Iraqis confirm they've had enough of fighting for now. But they also say there's a long way to go yet to escape poverty and squalor. Dries Mehad, the Sadr supporter, again.
We want electricity, water, settlement, peace and security in the streets. And also we want jobs for all those young people in front of you. That's all what we need.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.